How prepared are you for an emergency? Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Given that dangerous weather or other disasters can strike at just about any moment in Tennessee, UT's Chuck Denny talks to experts with UT Extension on items you may need to keep your family safe before and after an emergency.
Knowing what to do, a key to being better prepared for an emergency. UT Extension's Amy Elizer says a good first step is determining where in your house you'd go if bad weather approaches.
You want to have cash for a few days. You know, you might want to have a credit card, your checkbook that you could get easily.
Between 1976 and 2004, Tennessee had 26 declared major disasters, ranking us among the top 10 states for emergencies. Disasters are often unexpected, and being prepared for a worst-case scenario could make your recovery time at least a little easier. Dr. Dina Wise with UT Extension recommends putting together a grab-and-go kit. This is a box or backpack with money, important papers, medicines, and a change of clothes and personal items.
Of course, they think that the worst is over immediately, but the hassles of trying to restore your life continues.
UT experts recommend you put these items in plastic bags to keep them dry. Also, you need to think of the most basic of human necessities, food and water. Again, here's Amy Elizer.
We want to have a bottled water supply, and that's certainly something that you could replenish from time to time. You'd want to have some canned foods on hand. You want to have things that don't have to be heated.
Our recent past tells us emergency situations are inevitable in this part of the country. Being smart and prepared could serve you well. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Hope all of you have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.